Hey, Chief, are we ready? Let's get these peppers off.
I'm here at The Bus with Tim, all the way from Texas. Now, you travel here every home game, correct?
Yes, sir. Every home game for the last 8 years. That's like 64 home games plus a couple playoff games. Say 67 games, 140,000 miles to throw this epic tailgate.
Now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up about 4 miles away in the Bridgeport area by White Sox Park. So when I lived there, that was easy. It was a 5-minute ride, and I was here. Now, it's a little more complicated than that, but my passion brings me in and out of Austin like it's this close.
Well, we're going to shout out to Mr. Timmy Shanley at The Bus. Yeah. We're the band at The Bus. Yeah. The best spot on the lot.
So what can fans expect here? They can get something to eat. They can see a cool bus, and what else can they do?
It's the camaraderie of fans, all these Bear fans getting together on a weekly basis, whether we're winning or losing. It's about supporting the team. Like you had mentioned, the great food. We have a lot of live entertainment, family fun environment here. So we like to say you could be a week old or 100 years old. It doesn't matter. Everybody comes in here to really have a good time. So, Andy, as you could see, here at The Bus, we do things always a lot bigger than anybody else would.
I can't even hear you right now. I'm just looking at this.
That's right. So the normal people, they'll have a shish kebab. We have something we call it the bus kebab. This is about, how long is this, Chief? 9 foot? That's a 9-foot shish kebab right there. That thing's been cooking since about 7 o'clock this morning when they let us in the parking lot. So you're going to get the first bite of the bus kebab, okay?
I want to tell
you
what I think.
So we got this cut right there. Give you a nice little slice of that.
Sir.
Huh? Oh, we got a dance going. So this old 1974 former school bus was turned into the bus back in 1990 because rumor has it that it was won in a junkyard in a card game by Chicago's Finest.
Really?
And the guy couldn't afford to pay the hand, and they took a bus, and they called it the bus back in 1990.
Okay.
And they took it out here, and then they gave up on it about 10 years later, handed me the keys, and that's when I started to get the players in here. And each rivet line is a line marker, and then our 30-yard lines.
34.
Yeah, 34 from Walter. So then we have our end zones, and that's the Hall of Fame end zone in the front there you're looking at, Anthony. Okay. That's got Butkus and Hampton and Ditka, Stan Jones. We let the Hall of Famers sign the front. And then, you know, as we walk down.
So I can't sign that then? Huh?
No, sorry. You can sign the back there. You're signing the back. That's where the rest of us normal people get to sign the bus. So as you can see down the gridiron, we're at the 50, the 40, back to the 34. We have the beautiful Burkle slicer we were talking about outside. This thing really, really comes in handy. We slice hundreds of pounds of beef off this annually out here on these 8 games. And this is just really big for us to come out here and get that beef paper thin so that we can serve those beef and pork sandwiches just the way they should be. As you can see, there's a bunch of other autographs on the back here. We have about 40 Bear players that span 7 decades of our football, all the way back to the 40s to present day.
And Ted Phillips. They got G Wolf. Is this J-Mac?
Yeah, that's J-Mac.
Jason McKee.
You got Bobby Douglas.
Bobby Douglas, yeah, I see that.
Robbie Gold is up top in the middle. Because of our end zone, he said he wanted to sign between the uprights.
The Bears all-time point leader.
Right there, Robbie, at the top of the bus.
Okay.
So, yeah, they all come on, and they feel the same way we all do. How do you feel when you come on? It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's a rah-rah thing. You can see there's a lot of passion behind us. And, that's why we're so big outside, because it all comes from ground zero, which is right here. Yeah, you're doing a great job, too. Nice angle. Look at that.
I'm going to quit while I'm ahead right now.
We're going to let you take one more slice.
That's perfection right there.
We're going to push you one more on the angle.
One more?
One more on the angle. Look at this, guys. Look at how Anthony slices that. This guy is going to be working at the bus every Sunday morning. Look at that. Beautiful job. Hey, let's hear it for Anthony.